Welcome to Batman Is a What. I'm BH.
And I'm Ben.
Batman Is a What? We are two Norwegian nerds who take pop culture icons and make them into D&D characters.
Well, are we anymore?
We used to be. So this is going to be our last episode.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because, well, we've been doing this for almost a year now, I think.
Yeah, about that.
And
we need to renew our podcasting hosting soon.
And
so that's a year.
What we've experienced is that we have some loyal followers that enjoy our podcast.
Sounds like a cult when you say that,
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, well, it's small enough. And we have been listened to all around the world, almost. We have downloads from very many different countries.
Yep.
All in all, we would like to have a bit more followers to keep this going, because it really takes a lot of time.
Yeah, time and effort. We're doing this for fun, and we can still do it without making a podcast.
Yeah, exactly, because the making the character part is the easiest part.
Yeah.
The recording and the editing takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And we have both, well, the time we have used the last year to record and edit our podcast is the time we previously used to play board games, watch TV series together, and other stuff that we haven't been doing that much of the last year.
Yep.
So we both came to the conclusion that, it's better to stop now.
Yep. So
if we find the energy and want to make another podcast later, that might be the case. But for now, this will be our last podcast.
And we're going to use the last podcast to make the last character an average character.
Yeah. The average person.
Oh, let's ask the average person what they think.
The plan here is that we're going to see, for each section of the podcast, as we usually do, race, class, alignment, and so on. But we're going to see an average based on those characters we've already talked about.
So we have a form in Excel that we have filled in with levels, races, characters, everything really.
Yeah.
And we've got an average. So we're going to go through all the ordinary stops that we do and just see how the average character will play out.
Yeah. So this will be a nondescript playable character, we hope, perhaps.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. Who knows how this will end out?
Yeah, let's just jump into the final episode of Batman Is a What.
Race.
Okay, so for race, I have a feeling that I might know what race we have used the most often.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, because we've been trying to use different races, but we very often end up using the human variant.
The human variant comes up quite a lot.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
What's the top three?
The top three. Let's see. Yeah, so it's actually quite easy.
Yeah.
Because there's only three races that we have used more than once.
Ah, really?
Yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah, kind of. But I think, well, we have used the human variant more than twice.
Yeah, we used it 7 times.
7 times.
Yeah.
Out of 23?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. No, 24?
Isn't this the 24th?
Perhaps it is.
I'm not sure. I thought this was the 24th.
And this, the second most used would be the half-elf.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because we have 5 half-elves.
Yeah, 7 human variants, 5 half-elves, and
2 stout halflings.
And 2 stout halflings.
Yeah.
All the others are once only?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So then the average person would be a human variant, which means we could give him or her a feat.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but I think we could take this here as well. So what is the average level for the average person?
Well, I have calculated this in 2 different ways.
Yeah, okay.
Because the average level would be 4.9583.
Yeah, so almost 5th level.
Almost 5th level. But that I have also counted out to see, because we have multiclassed quite a bit.
Yeah.
Can you guess how many we have not multiclassed? How many single class characters do you
think we have? I
think
about 1/3, so 8?
That's quite a good guess. 9.
Yeah. 9.
Our average first class in a multiclass is a 3rd level character.
Okay.
And the average level for us, the second, is 2. And I have then counted with the ones who are a single class, added them in as 0. So, and that totals to 5.
Yeah.
So I think perhaps this character should be a multi-class 3 and 2.
A 3-2 multi-class.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go for that.
We have three characters who had three classes.
Yeah, but we're not going to do that here, I think.
No, because the average there is zero.
Yeah.
So it's Iron Man, John Wick, and Legolas is third.
Well, so the race is human variant.
Yeah.
At a fifth level.
Fifth level.
Multiclassing.
Yeah.
So let's see what class.
Class.
All right, so we have to choose two classes then. One starting class and one multiclass.
Yeah.
Okay, I think this could be complicated because the rules for multiclassing might not be quite right because we're going to take the average of the ability scores as well.
Yeah.
But so, I think we should just don't think about that for now and see if it perhaps just works.
I have sneak peeked a bit over to the ability scores and it's not going to be a problem.
Okay.
Because the lowest ability score stat is at 12 in one of them. I'm not going to divulge which yet. So chances is quite high that as long as it's not think a wizard, it should be okay.
I don't think it's going to be a wizard, because that's not a class we've used very often.
No, it's not. Only got one wizard. No idea who.
Perhaps it's Kevin? I can't remember.
Yeah, the only wizard would be Kevin.
Ha, I remembered right.
Then we have two sorcerers, six rogues, four rangers, three monks.
Wow.
Three fighters.
Only three?
Yeah. One cleric, one bard, and two barbarians. Three barbarians. So
rogue, for the first...
He should be a rogue.
Or she. Average person is a rogue.
Yeah, average person is also a he.
Yeah, how many females and how many males have we made? I think, when we made the original list of 100 characters, I think we had about 27 women, because, well, the pop culture is filled with men, mainly.
Yeah, we had one third, I think.
Yeah, perhaps not as many in the original list, but we tried to make... We'll find some of the more interesting female pop culture icons as well.
Yep. Yeah, we have 18 men and 6 women.
Yeah, so a third.
About a third.
How can 18 and 6 become 23?
True math.
Yeah, because we have 23 episodes, but 24 characters because Sherlock and Watson.
Yep, so that's how.
Yeah, that makes more sense then.
Yeah, that makes sense. Then so... That makes sense for the other problem we had. Yeah, so we have more men, so he's a man.
Yeah, so the average person is a human variant man, which is he's a rogue and a...
Well, that means he will also get a subclass. So shall we see which subclass we used the most?
For the rogue?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I think we have used
assassin, I know, a couple of times.
Storm only had one rogue level, so she doesn't count.
Yeah, no.
So we have Mastermind, Inquisitive, Thief, Inquisitive, Assassin.
So Inquisitive twice?
Yeah, James Bond was Inquisitive and Sherlock was Inquisitive.
Okay, yeah.
So he's actually Inquisitive. That's interesting. I would have thought Assassin.
Yeah, me too. But what is his multiclass then?
Yeah, so that was the first. We have also the second.
So the multiclass class will be... the most picked multiclass class. So when you found out that the rogue was the most used class, that was the primary class, not the total.
Yeah, that's the primary class and not the total class. When I now combined all the classes from the first multiclass to the second multiclass and the third multiclass, so every class that any character has been in.
Except the primary class?
No, I just added everyone together now quickly.
Yeah.
Rogue still wins.
Okay.
By one.
What's the second then?
Fighter.
You
have nine rogues.
Yeah.
Some connection to roguishness and 8 fighters.
Okay, that makes more sense. I thought 3 fighters was a bit low.
It was. And then Ranger has 4, Monk has 4.
Okay, so it's a big...
Barbarian has 4. And Sorcerer has 4. Yeah, it's a rogue fighter.
So it's a level 3 Inquisitive Rogue and a second level fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. It's not... thing more we need to choose for these classes, I think. None of them are spell-based.
No, and the only other thing here is...
fighting style, I think, perhaps we need to choose. So the fighting styles are archery, defense, two-handed fighting, class 2.
Archery, defense, dueling, great weapon fighting, protection, and 2-weapon fighting.
Yeah.
I think we've used dueling or archery.
Yeah, I think so.
Perhaps most.
I think so, too.
I don't think we have used protection.
No, perhaps once.
I don't think we used two weapon fighting.
Again, perhaps once.
Great weapon fighting, also perhaps once or twice. So I think it's archery or dueling. Defense, I don't think we used because it's a bit boring.
Yeah, I think we used it once, perhaps.
Yeah.
For Iron Man.
Iron Man seems likely, yeah. So archery or dueling. And I think dueling is the one we've used more often.
Yeah, I think so.
Because there's not that many Legolas, but not that many other archery.
I think we've used archery for the ranger part more than the fighter part.
Yeah, that might also be true. Yeah.
Yeah, so dueling.
Yeah, a dueling inquisitive rogue.
Fighter. Feats. Okay, so we have used feats quite a lot.
Yeah.
And some characters have had more than one feat.
Yeah. In total, we have 21 feats, but not all are different. There are actually very few that we have used twice.
Okay.
Only three we have used twice. And none we have used thrice.
Which are those three?
Athlete, Magic Initiate, Druid, and Tavern Brawler.
Twice for all of those.
Twice for all of
those. I think Magic Initiate Druid is a bit too specific.
We have used it twice.
Yeah. And
who have we used it for then? I think we used
question.
We used it for Groot.
Yeah. Legolas, perhaps?
Wolverine.
No. Wolverine.
For the claws.
Ah, yeah.
Tavern Brawler was for Hellboy and I think John Wick.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, and Athlete was for Moana and The Flash.
I think we should let the dice decide.
Yeah, I agree. Let the dice decide.
Okay, so you
athlete.
Said three different.
Yeah, so Athlete can be 1 and 2 on a d6.
I think a d6, yeah. I don't have a d3.
Magic Initiate is then 3 and 4.
Yeah.
And Tavern Brawler would be 5 and 6.
Yeah. That's a 2.
Athlete.
So our average man
is an athlete.
Is an athlete.
Athlete is quite a good fit for an rogue fighter. He can stand up from prone using only 5 feet of movement. He can climb without costing extra movement. Can make running long jump or running high jump with just 5 feet. Of movement more rather than 10, so he's a bit quicker, and he gains 1 plus in strength or dexterity. So when you get there, we can add 1 to dex or strength.
Cool.
Ability score.
Alright, so we could choose to boost either the strength or the dex, and because of our multiclassing, it should have, well, dex I think needs to be 13 or more.
Yeah, now the thing is, should we with this character just add in the averages? Or should we add in the racial and feats extras? We usually just make stuff up and don't add in.
Yeah, I think that we, in the averages, already have put in the extra.
Yeah.
From all the other characters. So I don't think we should do that as well.
Yeah, that's what I think.
So it would be a plus 1 in 2 for the human variant and plus 1 for the feat. But we don't take those into account right now.
I agree.
So, strength. I have a feeling that we have made some characters that are really weak and some characters that are really strong.
We have, both of them. So, Kevin is one of the weakest with 7, and Elsa with 9, Leia with 8, Rincewind with 7. Yeah, so we have quite a different kind of Moana has 8, and we have quite a lot of 18s. Wolverine, Arnold Schwarzenegger has 18, The Hound has 18,
yeah.
Groot had 18.
Of course.
So the average is 13.
13 for strength.
Yeah.
That's just a plus 1, but it seems about right.
Yeah, it's a strong character.
Yeah.
But not.
So a rogue fighter should have some strength.
Yeah.
So the dex, I'll hope this is a high one since we made a rogue fighter character. But
yeah.
I'm not. I think we have a lot of high dex characters.
The highest score is the Flash.
Yeah.
He has 20.
Yeah.
So he's quite an extreme one.
But what's the lowest?
Iron Man had 10.
Yeah, I'm not sure we've ever gone below 10.
Mystique has 17. Yeah, Hagrid had 8.
Yeah, of course.
And then there's John Wick with 18. And
yeah.
Daenerys had 10. So it's 14 as an average.
Yeah, that's a plus 2. So not great, but, well, the average will be average.
The average is average.
Yeah. Okay, the con then.
Constitution. Now, since heroes usually can take a beating, then
yeah,
con will be one of the higher.
Yeah.
That's just
Yeah, because we found a way to make even the smaller characters have some kind of con.
Yeah, Kevin is the weakest in con with a 10, and followed by Sherlock and then Iron Man.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he's more protected than...
Yeah, that's true.
The highest is Wolverine with 20, John Wick, Hellboy and Hagrid with 18.
Yeah.
So the average con is 15.
Wow. Still just a plus 2, but that's good.
Yeah, heroes usually can take a beating.
The next one is intelligence.
Yeah.
I have a feeling this is not going to be as high, because although we made some smart characters, I think a lot of them doesn't need to have the high intelligence to be the heroes they are.
That's true. The lowest is 8, I think. Yeah.
Who's that?
Well, there's 3. The Hound, Hagrid, and Groot, with Wolverine as 9. Highest, Sherlock, 19.
Yeah.
Iron Man as 18.
Oh, that would be a nice battle to see who's smarter of those two. Except they have different areas of expertise.
Yeah, quite. So the average is 12.
Yeah. Intelligence then is the lowest score, based on your spoiler earlier.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right, wisdom then. I think it's going to be quite high, but I think it's a more evenly numbered stat.
Yeah, we have Sherlock's wisdom is 20. It's observational skills.
Of course.
And then we have to go all the way down to 16 for Wolverine, Punisher, and Legolas. And then the lowest one is Kevin with 9.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the highest low number.
Yeah, but the average is 13.
Yeah.
Good stats so far.
Yeah, it's a plus in everything.
But not many wow stats.
No.
Then the question, of course, comes to...
charisma.
Yeah.
Well, charisma is often a dumb stat when making characters.
Intelligence and charisma can be...
Yeah.
Those you can use sort of your own role-playing in yourself instead.
Yeah. So this rogue fighter we're making now, perhaps charisma doesn't need to be that high?
No, the lowest charisma characters are on 8. And that's quite Wolverine, Rincewind, and Legolas.
Oh, really? Only 3?
And then we have a lot of 10s.
Yeah.
10 and 11 and so forth. The high characters are Leia at 17, Daenerys at 18, and Storm at 19.
And all those three ladies are leaders?
Yeah, and Elsa is 16.
Yeah.
With James Bond. So and Mystique.
James Bond's the only man and 5 women.
Yeah. The lowest woman is Moana with 13.
Yeah. Yeah, the average here then?
13.
13 again.
13 seems to be quite our average.
Yeah, perhaps that is kind of an average.
Yeah, it's a heroic average.
Yeah. So the point by system, how would this fall within the parameters of that? I have a feeling it's a bit above.
If we use the point by system and add in the racial bonuses to dexterity and constitution, since these are highest, and use the feat bonus for dexterity to gain the actual total, 30.
30, so 3 points above.
3 points above standard point by.
Yeah.
So at least we can say that our averages shows that our characters are actually quite well balanced in average.
Yeah. I think perhaps it would be quite boring to roll the dice and get these numbers, but it works and it would be a character with a plus in something. And of course, when you level up to 4th level in Rogue, for instance,
yeah,
you can always gain a couple of ability scores.
I think the totally weakest character we have is...
I would think Rincewind or perhaps...
Rincewind or...
Moana or...
Daenerys, I guess that.
Yeah, Daenerys could be one.
Yeah, I think it's Daenerys or Kevin.
Alignment.
Okay, so we've made people heroes and almost always good characters, so I think the alignment perhaps should reflect that.
Yeah, we have only one character who's in the evil side.
Who is that?
Yeah, can you guess?
Hellboy, maybe? No.
No, we have one lawful evil, and that's Mystique.
Yeah.
Neutral, we have 3 true neutrals. We have 3 chaotic good, 4 lawful neutrals, 2 lawful good, and 11 neutral good.
Okay, 11 neutral good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that works for a rogue fighter, I think.
Neutral good rogue fighter.
Yeah.
background.
Okay, so this one might be strange because now we're going into the background and we have tried to choose the backgrounds. Well, in the start of the podcast, we saw the personality traits, the ideals, the bonds, the flaws, and everything. And at the point, we started to just see a bit more general about the background.
Yeah.
So what is the most popular backgrounds?
We have 17 different backgrounds chosen.
Yeah.
So they're actually quite diverse. So six of them have two. One of them has three. So charlatan, far traveler, folk hero, noble, sage have all two. Knight of the Order has also two.
Yeah.
And the soldier has three.
Okay.
And Knight of the Order uses the soldier personality traits and stuff like that. So it's in a way five soldiers. But yeah.
All right. So our rogue fighter is also a soldier.
He's a soldier as a background.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah.
That could explain why he's so versatile when it comes to the abilities as well. Perhaps he has done some undercover work or scouting or... Yeah, a lot of things he could do as a soldier.
Rogue, inquisitive fighter with a soldier background. Maybe a tactician.
Yeah.
Working a bit, leading perhaps a small squad.
Torturing people. No, wait, he's not evil.
No, he's neutral good, so he's with the good guys.
Interrogating people, I meant, of course.
Yeah. Persuading them.
Okay, so he's a soldier.
Skill proficiency.
Alright, so for the skills, we need to take into account that he's a rogue.
Yep.
So there's only those skills we can choose, except for the human variant, which makes us the possibility to choose one freely.
Yeah.
And the soldier, do you know what that has?
The soldier gains athletics and intimidation.
Alright, so you have found out which skills we choose the most often?
Yeah.
Yeah?
On average, each character has 5.375 skills.
That seems about right, I think, yeah?
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of rogues and the rogues can choose more, so yeah.
Yeah. The most popular one is perception.
Yeah.
15 characters who have perception, or high perception. And athletics at also 15.
Yeah.
Those are the main ones.
And you all... already got athletics from the soldier?
We have from the soldier athletics and intimidation.
So perception is then the next?
Yeah, so...
because that's from the rogue list, I think.
That's from the rogue list.
Yeah. How many from the rogue list?
Could be... we also have the human variant.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's four.
Four.
So perception is one of them. So I'll add in perception. So
what's next on the list?
The third most used then would be survival is 12 and persuasion is 12.
Can he have any of those for the rogue?
Survival, no.
Then that's the human variant one.
Yeah, and persuasion is one.
All right.
So persuasion and survival. Then we filled in his human side.
Yeah, and we filled in the...
and we have two out of four of the rogues.
Yeah. And he has the thieves' tools because he's a rogue? Or is that one of the four?
Yeah, he has thieves' tools because he got rogue. So that's just automatic.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Okay, I think I might have made a mistake. I think intimidation actually is higher than persuasion. Intimidation is 13.
Yeah, okay. But he already has that.
So he has intimidation, so that's not a problem. Then, let's see. He has 6 investigations.
So from 12 to 6?
Yeah. We have... now, insight at 10. Insight. Yeah. And then it's investigation.
So, insight, investigation. Can he have those?
Yeah, both are within the rogue.
Yeah, well, I think I can see this character as a military man, both leading a small company and perhaps doing some light scouting,
tracking. Yeah, he's inquisitive, so I think he's planning. Finding out the weaknesses of his enemies.
Yeah, perhaps interrogating them.
Yeah.
With his intimidation.
Now has a +4 in athletics, +4 in insight, +4 in intimidation, +4 in investigation, +4 in perception, +4 in persuasion, +4 in survival.
And we have to choose the expertise.
And thieves tools, yeah.
And that would be the two most chosen one, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right.
That was the...
perception
and athletics.
And athletics. So then he will gain a +7 in athletics and the same.
Summary.
Okay, so our average person is a human variant man. He's a Inquisitor rogue, third level, and a second level fighter. With this soldier background. And what's his saving throw proficiencies?
His saving throw proficiencies would be in intelligence and dexterity. Plus 4 intelligence, plus 5 in dexterity.
Well, he's a 5th level total. Yeah. So what's his HP?
40.
Yeah, that's okay.
We gave him a leather armor.
Yeah, I think leather armor fits well.
And it's our average armor.
Yeah.
In a way.
We don't give him any weapons because, well...
We don't know what the average weapon is.
No.
Dagger, perhaps, or...
Yeah, I think he would have a dagger. A soldier would have a dagger.
So with a dagger, that would be a plus 5 to hit, 1d4 plus 4. He has an armor class of 13 and initiative of 2.
Yeah, what's his passive perception?
Yeah, passive perception would be a 17.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, his expertise and everything.
Yeah.
But he's also inquisitive, so that fits in. He speaks common and one extra language. Can use thieves' tools, gaming set, and land vehicles. I think that's about it for him.
Yeah, so the average person is then, well, this character based on all the other characters we've made.
Yeah.
This is a bit...
He actually works.
Yeah, he works. And I think you could tweak him to be a fun character to play.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it.
I think that's it. Alright, so this has been a journey. We started out just wanting to make characters, D&D characters, and we thought it would be fun to do it by looking at pop culture icons and then transform them into D&D characters. That's what we've been doing the last year, and 24 characters later, we made the average person today. So I would like to thank those of you that have actually listened to every episode. I hope you have enjoyed it, and that's why, not that someone... had a gun to your head. And I would like also to, well, thank all those other of you that tried to listen and perhaps found some of our episodes interesting. I would really like to hear if anyone has tried to play any of our characters. So if you have tried one of our characters, please send us a tweet at Batman_what. That would be fun. Yeah, anything you want to add?
Goodbye?
Yeah, goodbye. Batman is a what? And of course, Batman is a rogue.
Mastermind.
Paladin.
Vengeance.
Fighter.
Battlemaster.
Monk.
Way of the Shadow.
Ranger.
Beastmaster.
Rogue.
Inquisitive.
Sorcerer.
Shadow Magic.
Ranger.
Gloomstalker.
Stan Lees.
Batman.
Fighter.
Samurai.
Ranger.
Hunter.
Fighter.
Arcane Archer.
Ranger.
Monster Slayer.
Bard.
College of Whispers.
Human.
Prodigy.
Rock Gnome.
Thinkerer.
Half-Elf.
Actor.
Drove.
With Elven Accuracy.
Half-Orc.
With Medium Armor Expert.
Black Dragonborn.
Skulker Feet.
Shadarkai.
With a Tavern Brawler Feet.
Stout Halfling.
Defensive Duelist.
Bugbear.
A Lucky One.